You could break it, run into it, knock it down, but his fence is only about... His fence is about 3 feet high. And always right at the top, you had a rough 2x4, not a finished 2x4. Mm-hmm. Runs all the way around the edge on the inside. And you could set anything on it as far as that goes. And another thing, you didn't believe in, you know, we didn't have grass in the yard either. I don't know whether you've ever been in a yard that didn't have a sprig of grass, but my uncle's, he has to sweep his yard. He don't rake, he sweeps. And we had grass in our front yard, but our backyard was dirt. You had to sweep it. My granddaddy and my granddaddy would not go for grass, so naturally his stayed dirt. And it's funny how your grass will grow right to the fence, but it'll stop on the outside. It don't get inside. Go ahead.
This picket fence, was that nailed together or woven together or what?
Nailed together.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of a fence that, real old-fashioned kind, that go in and out like this?
Well, we just call it a wood fence.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're talking about.
Do you use nails in it?
Yeah. It's used mostly now around what you call it, late model ranches,
mm-hmm.
where they got, you know, horses mostly, riding stables or what have you.
What about kinds of fences that they have nowadays? What would they put up around the pasture now?
Mostly the same type that we always use, except they, you know, naturally you run a couple, maybe three strands of barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've heard of barbed wire around the top edges, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I don't know. We didn't have any.
Never.
I've seen it. You're talking about a fence made out of like a sandy rock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I'd
call it a stone wall myself, I guess.
I was thinking the noise from the heater would be picking up. What was your milk in?
Bucket.
Uh-huh. What's a bucket made out of?
Galvanized metal.
Did you ever see something like that made out of wood?
Oh, yeah.
What would that be called?
Called a milk bucket.
Okay. And something you carry food to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
And what you could fry eggs in?
Skillet.
What was a skillet made out of?
Cast iron, old black cast iron.
Did you ever see something like a skillet that had little legs on it you could use for cooking in the fireplace?
Yeah, similar to a kettle, but we didn't use too many of them.
Did you ever hear something like that called a spider?
No.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
fire vase.
And if you were studying,
Or a fire pot. I should say, back then that's what we would have called it, fire pot, even though it was in the house.
Uh-huh. If you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a
spoon, fork, maybe a knife. Maybe a knife, depending on what you were having to eat.
Uh-huh. And nowadays, if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak
sauce.